LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Iran wants to make a deal with the Trump administration, and USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a question they are pondering.
Iran's top diplomat has offered the U.S. government a prisoner swap. Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Asia Society that Iran has yet to receive a response from the Trump administration.
All these people that are in prison, inside the United States, on extradition requests from the United States, we believe their charges are phony. The United States believe the charges against these people in Iran are phony. Why? Let's not discuss that. Let's have an exchange.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Emergency crews are scrambling after a deadly tornado ripped through northern Louisiana. Two people were killed when the twister struck the small city of Ruston, located about 70 miles east of Shreveport and home to Louisiana Tech. Governor John Bel Edwards says there's still a threat of severe weather as storms move across the Gulf Coast region today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Larry Kudlow, the top economic advisor to President Trump and director of the National Economic Council, says the United States is at the beginning of a new prosperity wave. Kudlow was speaking at the National Press Club.
So you've had big policy changes, and among other things, besides the better growth, you know, we're seeing, for example, blue-collar employment is rising at the fastest pace, really since I was last here under the Reagan years, with similar policies, frankly, on low tax, low marginal tax rates. Biggest contributors to the labor force last year were female. And I think that's good because we hadn't seen that in quite some time. Participation rates are rising. Unemployment rates, you know, overall 3.8%, which is a great number, and it's been down there for several months now. But underneath that, you could go down the list of various groups and see extraordinarily historically low unemployment rates. It's covered a lot of the economy. And we are proposing as part of the tax bill, and we've released regulations, that we're making a bigger push on these so-called opportunity zones, which invite private investment, again, with tax incentives, that I think will really add to the strength and breadth and depth of this prosperity recovery we're talking about. Every nook and cranny of this economy can share in prosperity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All righty, happy Easter, everyone. My favorite holiday of the year. Without a doubt. Love it. Love it. My favorite holiday in regards to what it means to me in regards to my faith. Also, I as a kid, again, growing up in upstate New York, and Easter's coming, and the weather's just starting to turn. Springtime in the Northeast, again, I lived in the South for a while. It's not the same. It isn't. But you go after a long winter, and it's cold. And once those leaves start to turn and the tulips start coming out of the ground, you feel like a kid again. You're like a changed person. And my studio that I'm in right now, my studio office, I'm looking out the window, and we got the woods behind, and I got birds everywhere. I love it. Love this time of year. Really, really do. And Easter's a great holiday. I get to do it twice because Orthodox Easter, my wife is Greek Orthodox. That's next week. Next week is the big lamb roast with the rest of the Greeks out there. I love lamb. So great time of year. Happy Easter, everyone out there. Anyway, you know what? To start off, we'll have a little bit of fun. Well, we're going to have a little bit of fun today. I had this story sitting here, and I wanted to share it with you. As my longtime listeners know, I have very little tolerance for helicopter nonsense, for the softening of children, participation trophies. I can't stand it. I rant and rave about this stuff. It drives me berserk. Well, how about this? This is at the University of California, Berkeley. They have an Easter egg hunt. Now, in order for your child to participate in the Easter egg hunt, you're going to have to sign a waiver. Now, listen, I sign waivers for my kids all the time for lacrosse tournaments. But there's a sport where everybody's hitting each other with sticks. This is an Easter egg hunt in a park, flat. The Easter egg hunt for the kid takes about 45 seconds to a minute because they're allowed to pick up 5 eggs and they're done. Parents had to wait in line for upwards of 45 minutes to hand in a waiver so their kid can participate in an Easter egg hunt for 45 seconds. And I'm not kidding. If you actually look at the waiver, the risks included, it's an Easter egg hunt. Minor injuries such as scratches, bruises, and sprains. Major injuries such as eye injury or loss of sight, joint or back injuries, heart attacks and concussions, and even catastrophic injuries including paralysis or death. Death by Easter egg hunt. Wow. Who knew? Anyway, guys, we're getting soft. We're getting damn soft, man. We really, really are. Anyway, I got a little follow-up from over the past couple of weeks, some of the things that we've been trying to get across to people here on the program. And I let me tell you, I really do. The back and forth, the great questions that people are asking, because we're different. I know this. We're different. For lack of a better word. Because the word is most certainly overused nowadays. The word artisan, we would be considered an artisan financial firm. We're different. We handle things completely different from everyone else. Our goals as financial advisors is not
not just to get you to a point in time, but, guys, enjoy the ride. Enjoy life. You want to live life. You want to enjoy life. And we want you to be able to take advantage of as many opportunities as you can throughout life. I'm going to grab from you something from Anti-Fragile. It's called the teleological fallacy. So let us call here the teleological fallacy, the illusion that you know exactly, again, the illusion that you know exactly where you are going and that you knew exactly where you were going in the past. And that others have succeeded in the past by knowing where they were going. Do you think that that's the case? I mean, go back. Go back and think of when you were 16, 18, 20, 22, 24. Did you know really where you were going? Did you? No. You didn't. You want to live life. You want to live life where every step that you make, you're able to revise, change direction. There's new information that you're going to gather throughout life. You're going to learn more and more about yourself throughout life. Not only that, the more things that you do, the more options that you have. Wow. You're going to discover stuff you didn't even know. And this is applicable to tourism. It's applicable to financial planning. The error that people make is thinking that you know exactly where you're going and assuming that you know right here and now what your preferences are going to be tomorrow. And that's, unfortunately, people, how everything is structured. How it is structured. Now, what am I saying? Am I saying not to save? No. We want you to become financially independent. And what we've discovered is financial independence. We talked about this several weeks ago on the program. Markowski Investments, Financial Independence, Top 20. We want you to become financially independent so you can have options. You can do all of these things. You're getting to know yourself to an even greater degree. This is what life is all about. It's not about waiting for a banker's box when you're 65 years old and a gold watch, and you take the pictures and you put it into that banker's box and you leave with that gold watch. No. You want to be there at that point in time. I could have done this. I should have tried this. Why didn't I do this? You understand that if you save appropriately, if you invest appropriately, it's going to give you options. I'm a big believer in options and time, the importance of time. How many years here on the program? My longtime listeners will know. Time is your most important asset that you have. It's hitting me now. It's hitting me now like crazy. This coming week, my son's off from school. He's got a lacrosse game at 10 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday. Guess what? I'm not doing my radio show that day. I'm going to my son's game. Why? Because there's only so many of them. These are the things that are important. And this is what you have to build towards. I keep seeing all of these Wizard of Smart financial advisors and radio programs and television gurus out there. Now, don't have that. You can't drink that coffee and you don't have this and you don't go on that. And you save money. I'm not saying not save, not build. We want you to max out everything you possibly can. We just want you to organize your life so you can do all of these things. And it is possible. And you can still enjoy yourself. And you can still go out to dinner. You don't have to live like a monk in a cave somewhere. No, you want to take advantage of all those options. The stuff that I'm talking about right now, you understand if the fallacy, again, it's called the teleological fallacy. And the same thing is applicable to major businesses. There's the major businesses, they hire these consultants out there for strategic planning. Yeah, how many, you see all these retail companies right now that are having to close up shop, thousands and thousands of stores. You betcha, as Sarah Palin would say, you betcha that they had all sorts of consultants and strategic planners telling them to open up all of these stores. Probably go deep into debt and spend all of this capital that they didn't need to spend. Got too big. Why? Because some strategic planner wanted to have them looking towards the future. Now, you don't want to do that. That's not fun. That's not life. And that's what we're about. Not only here on this radio show, but of course, Markowski Investments as well. We're going to take a quick break. We get back, again, emails. What are you doing? What are you investing in? Well, I'm not going to get into specifics here on the program. We're going to go over things, and we're going to talk about some of the ridiculous track records that are put out there and the other stuff that is being thrown at you on a regular basis. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. We invite each and every one of you to become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, college planning kits, annuity help kits, everything there at the website, absolutely free. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back. And I can't help but to
wonder if you're talking. Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Did you know that more than half our household energy costs go to heating and cooling? Energy efficiency isn't just good for the environment. It means lower utility bills, too. One way to reduce your energy waste is a home energy assessment. Your utility company can help. Or you can learn how to do it yourself at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. You'll learn to look for air leaks around windows and doors, check ducts for holes, and improve your insulation. Another time to cut energy costs is when you shop for a new appliance. Look for the Energy Star logo and read the Energy Guide label. And there are day-to-day things you can do. Lower your thermostat in winter and raise it in the summer. close fireplace dampers when they're not in use, and keep air filters clean. For more tips on saving money by reducing your energy waste, check out ftc.gov/green. A tip from the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I've been trying to get everybody's attention when it comes to track records. You can take a look at a lot of these mutual funds. A lot of companies out there will market their performance. You ever notice they market their performance on 3, 6, 9, and 12 months? Sometimes they'll go out a little bit further. Sometimes they'll go out 5 years. In a rare occasion, they'll go out 10. But more often than that is, what did we just do? Look at us. We're awesome. Did you see our performance last quarter? Who invests for 3 months? Hell, who invests for a year? You know how many people come to me and they ask, "Oh, Chris, I've got this money we've been saving up, and we want to use it on a down payment on a house a year from now. Well, what stock should I buy?" None. How's that sound? Not a one. You need that cash within a year? It's, guess what? It's cash and cash equivalents, my friend. That's it. Really? Well, what about this fund that I saw? No. That's not what investing is all about. Wall Street spends a fortune. Marketing campaigns. Television, radio, newspaper, magazine. And if you pay attention, and of course I do, there's quite a few similarities between the sales pitches. They're, of course, the effort and expense that the firms use to win your business. And then the tremendous focus that the advertisements have in place on track records. Wall Street, and it's been this way for a long, long time. You've got the sales machine. It's the sizzle. It's not the steak. And they do a pretty good job of it. Wall Street brokerage firms, they know if they flash that impressive 12-month performance, and you got the right soundtrack, and you got the right images on the screen. Oh, we can get ourselves an impulse buy here. And these people learn the hard way that a 12-month track record means nothing. Let me try to explain to you something that, again, we believe in heavily here on the program, and I think it's lacking in not just on Wall Street, in particular on Wall Street in the big banks, but in many, many aspects of our lives, especially when it comes down to the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, which is big business, politicians, and the mainstream media. Those people, they don't have any skin in the game. All they do is offload their risk on all of us. They don't have any skin in the game. My name is on the cover. Barkowski Investments. My family name. Everything that our clients are doing, that are invested in, guess what? So are we. Yeah, it's funny. You get all these various different theories and funds and different ways of investing. And you'd be shocked at how many brokers and advisors, they don't even buy their own BS. Do you understand what I'm saying? They've got no skin in the game. And then they'll come up with all sorts of excuses. You'll ask them, well, do you own these things?
Well, no, I'm not allowed to. You know, I can't really. I'm not allowed to say that. Sure you are. Sure you are. Do you have skin in the game? Some of the things that we've been doing and some of the fund managers that we've been utilizing, we're talking track records that go back to the 1980s. The 1980s. These are portfolios that have been in place for quite a long period of time. One of the one of our top portfolios going back to 1988, $10,000 investment back in 1988. What's it worth? About $11.5 million today. Did it always work? Did it do really, really well in 2008? No, 2008, the portfolio was down, I'm not kidding, 40%. Did we change anything? No. Now, certain things moved around here and there. But guess what? 2009, it was up 65%. What we didn't do is we didn't freak out. We didn't think the end of the world was going to come. Every year been a winner? No. Yeah. 2015, that portfolio was down. 1.5%. 1990, it was down. 2.5%. See, I'll tell you when we had bad years. I know, problem. Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You can take a look at 2018. As far as the market's concerned, it wasn't that great of a year. It's okay. But it's all right. You take a look at the year before. It's where you finish up and what you're capable of doing over time. That's what matters. And believe it or not, gee whiz, 2008 was a pretty darn good year to be dollar cost averaging. I mean, can you imagine? You got a portfolio that's down 40% that year, fantastic portfolio, and you're still putting money away into it when it's down over the course of that year. Then the next year has a 65% upside year. How well did you do? You killed it. Your return is that much higher. But we have various different portfolios. And these are things that are going back long periods of time. More conservative portfolios that are based on dividends, showing upwards of 10% for over a decade. This is what you need to do, people. You need to focus not on the right now, but where you're going to go and where you're going to be. And ask your schlock broker if they have any skin in the game. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family newsletter. Our white paper on the retirement crisis that we've been hitting on for a while here on the program. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call. 800-471-5984.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former VP Joe Biden is racking up some endorsements from prominent Democrats hours after officially announcing he's running for the White House in 2020. Although one person we're not hearing from, former President Barack Obama. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Barack Obama not saying anything about Biden's announcement, but Biden claims that there's a reason for that.
I asked President Obama not to endorse, and he doesn't want to. Whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits.
President Trump also took notice of the announcement, tweeting, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe." The parents accused of murdering their 5-year-old son in a Chicago suburb are each being held on $5 million bond. In court on Thursday, prosecutors initially wanted Joanne Cunningham and Andrew Friend Sr. to each be held on $10 million bond. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Bulls on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Saw this story this past week, and I want to share it with everybody quickly. I think it's a pretty good example of, the wizards of smart and how easy they can be triggered. Former Federal Reserve officials and foreign central bankers, they said that President Trump's combative stance toward the U.S. Central Bank could, over time, weaken the institution and its role in the global economy. And so? So what? Good. I hope it does. And they're at some IMF meeting, and you had lots of bankers, lots of Ivy League types, lots of economists, room full of people You can't call them losers because they never lose. But a room full of people that are wrong all the time. Who cares? Who listens to the Federal Reserve for crying out loud? They couldn't even figure out that there was a housing bubble back in 2006, 2007, and going into 2008. They couldn't figure that out. It was as plain as day. So we care about what they're going to do. Basically, this is part of the problem that we have. Part of the problem we have as a society is that we put these people on pedestals. They get these degrees. They get these titles. And again, we see them all the time. They're on television all the time. But they're never right. They're never right. But for whatever reason it may be, we forget that they're never right. And we continue to listen to their nonsense again and again and again. Need to stop doing that. Anyway, I got to get into kind of been ignoring some of the ripoffs and scams and issues. And again, this has a little bit to do with also having skin in the game. Now, let me give you an example. This obviously, we had a terrible tragedy this past week, and I someone that loves museums, loves old churches, loves the history, loves all of that stuff. It was a big punch to the gut to see what happened in Paris this past week. And again, we're still haven't gotten to the bottom of exactly what happened. However, police are looking into the people who are doing the work and the restoration work and seeing whether or not they are liable or what they did wrong. And I was thinking about that this past week. Because, again, I'm trying to figure it out. I mean, you're working in a building that's that old with that much history. You might want to go around and unplug everything, okay? You might want to make sure that all safety precautions, there's not a chance that a fire can break out. If there is, you're able to put it out. And it got me thinking of, ancient Rome. And ancient Rome, if someone was in charge, was tasked with building a bridge, head bridge builder. After he built the bridge, guess what? He and his family had to sleep under that bridge for a period of time. That's pretty darn good incentive to make sure that bridge is solid. It's going to work well. The code of Hammurabi, which I've talked about in the past, they actually get into people who build homes. Now, you build a home, and the home falls down on the person that lived in it, guess what? You die too. Wow. Skin in the game. Make sure you get it right. Well, the code of Hammurabi was the law of Mesopotamia. And if anyone violated the terms of any financial contract, they were put to death as a thief. Mesopotamia had a very, very vibrant market economy, commodities market. Futures were exchanged. Other areas, and even medieval Catalonia. A banker who went under. They didn't get money from the government. They didn't get bailed out by the citizenry. They didn't get below market interest rates from Ben Bernanke. The failed banker was humiliated by town criers who shouted the facts of his failure in public squares throughout the land. Next, the banker had to live on nothing but bread and water until he paid off his depositors in full. If, after a full year, he was unable to repay, he was executed. Nowadays, you get a golden parachute. You get a job at a hedge fund. Also in Catalonia, if any banker was caught lying about their books, they could also be put to death. I don't get too morbid here, but there's a reason behind this, and we'll get into it when we get back. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Watchdog. on WallStreet.com, taking the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, lots of early 1990s stuff going today here, the bumper rotation. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Am I being too harsh? I'm bringing up these punishments of yesteryear. So supposedly we've become more what, civilized? We become more civilized as a society, and we don't do that anymore. What do we do now? Nothing. Nothing. We do absolutely nothing. White collar criminals get away with everything. I mean, let me give you a quick example, and I brought up this guy in the past. Former head of Goldman Sachs, former senator from the state of New Jersey, former governor of the state of New Jersey, John Corzine. John Corzine loses an election to Chris Christie, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Chris Christie. John Corzine gets a job now at MF Global, which was one of our nation's largest financial institutions, a big commodity trader. He blows the thing up. He makes really, really, really stupid decisions with the portfolio. Not only that, is he commingles client funds with firm funds. And the whole thing goes down. Did John Corzine do any jail time? No. You know what John Corzine's doing today? He's running money again. Yeah. He's working at some hedge fund. He's got enough friends in politics where he's able to raise the capital and get back up on his feet. Who dealt with it? The shareholders in MF Global? The clients MF Global? This is civilized. This is a civilized world where all of a sudden all of the downside, all of the consequences for stupidity, for criminality, can be offloaded onto the general public. You're telling me this is a civilized world? Well, Elliot Spitzer back in the day going after all the big firms after the dot-com collapse and Enron. What happened there? Any of them getting any deep trouble? Oh, sure. A couple of guys working at Enron did. But for the most part, no. No, it's worse than that. Even the punishment is not even paid for. The fines are not paid for by the actual people that committed the crime. The shareholders of the company pay. We keep seeing these regulators pat themselves on the back with all of these fines that they keep collecting from these companies. What have I said about companies? They're nothing more than a tax ID number and a logo. Corporations, it's not possible for them to steal a thing. Corporations don't steal money. They don't rip clients off. People do. Yet, who pays? The shareholders pay. Problem with that. Got to take a break, everyone. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. 800-471-5984 is our 24-hour-a-day help hotline. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I just pulled up an excerpt from a column that I wrote back in July of 2002 entitled Slap on the Wrist. Imagine what would happen if the punishment for robbing a bank was modeled after what Elliot Spitzer is now expecting out of the major brokerage firms like Merrill Lynch. In the future, All getaway vehicles must be at least 100 yards away from all banks. This is in order to give the overweight security guards an opportunity to catch the perpetrators. In weapons, machine guns are strictly prohibited. If caught, 0.1% of the money stolen must be taken to the state where said monies were taken. 50% of that will be shared among the remaining 49 states. Also, if caught, the perpetrators must make a statement to the general public to help clear up damaged image. However, this does not mean admitting or denying wrongdoing. My intuition leads me to believe that if this were the punishment for robbing a bank, that would be a new career choice here in America. Bank robbing arts would be a vocation taught in high schools. The remedy that is sought by our regulators, not back in time, was Elliot Spitzer. Same thing. It's no different today. One of the things that we have at our website, we archived all of my columns going back decades. And there's a section there devoted to Wall Street fraud. And from time to time, I go and I take a look at the things that we've covered here on the program, the scams that have been perpetrated on the American people. And I'm taken aback by how all of these companies can continue to treat us all. I'd say, geez, it's like dirt. No, it's not even dirt. Below that, we're just suckers. As a society, we continue to put the same politicians in office that don't do a damn thing, that allow us to continue on. We're told that we can't do anything about it. The banks are too big to fail. It's going to be a systematic problem, a failure. Baloney. Baloney. Banks go out. Somebody will replace them. And again, that's what breeds excellence in society, does it not? Competition. Isn't that what made America great? The ability to succeed beyond your wildest dreams. And guess what? You have to fail, too. And should you not fail? Should you not be punished? Shouldn't there not be consequences for bad behavior? There's no consequences. And they know it. You want to know why? The prosecutors, the regulators, they write the rules this way to protect themselves because they know that they're going to be on the other side at some point in time. All the, oh, you know, there's nothing really illegal that was done. Nothing really illegal. Couldn't really do it. Even had Eric Holder, former Attorney General of the United States. What am I going to do? I'm going to hurt these companies. It's going to hurt the economy. I can't go after these guys. Then you get stories like this. HSBC to pay $765 million to settle mortgage-backed securities probe. HSBC, they're going to pay? Can I go have a conversation with HSBC? No. The shareholders of HSBC, they are going to pay the fine. My question is, the people who are responsible for all of the fraud with the mortgage-backed securities, where are they today? Did they have to pay anything? Did they have to contribute to that fine? Did they even lose their jobs? No. They're not at risk. Like I said, they have been able to offload consequences and risk onto us. Story after story. Goldman Sachs. Fed wonders how Goldman evaded its own compliance controls to win one MDB deal. What do you mean, man? The Fed wonders how they can avoid its own compliance controls. It's its own compliance controls. The compliance officers work for them. They're going to do whatever they say that they're going to want to do. The Fed really said that? Are they really that dim? You really that vapid? Raymond James discharges brokers nationwide amid UIT probe. Merrill Lynch, get this one. They're going to withhold payment on 3% of their brokers' monthly production That's going to be great. You know what that's basically doing? That's basically starving the brokers to get them to go out there and do what? Churn them and burn them, baby. You bet. Hey, we're going to withhold some of that money, so you better increase that production. That's all it is. Just a sales thing. On and on and on. Scam after scam after scam. And these firms know. They know. We had that story we talked about. This came up again. The guy, the Bada Bing broker. The guy who had the club and the bar trying to attract all the athletes and the clients as clients over to this place. What you didn't think that Morgan Stanley knew he was running a racket over there? Of course they did. What do they care? He's making money. Again, commissions are fine. You know what? Eventually, we have to pay back some money, maybe in some arbitrations here and there. So what? It's a calculated risk. Do you understand? It's a cost of doing business. It's kind of like, let me kind of put it to you this way. It's kind of like a FedEx truck in New York City. You know how many double park tickets and illegal parking tickets a FedEx truck gets over the course of the day? Yeah, it's a cost of doing business. They just price it into the packaging. Guess what? These big firms, they just price it into the packaging. Guys, our new tagline should be here at this program. Don't be a sucker. Stop being a sucker. Get the help you need. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Trump 2020 senior campaign advisor Laura Trump reacts to former Vice President Joe Biden's announcement that he's running for president.
I didn't hear any proposals for the future of this country in his announcement video that he made there. Race baiting, as usual, as we see from the Democrats, and identity politics.
Over 30 people had to be transported to hospitals in Lake County, Illinois, after a chemical leak in the northern Chicago suburb. Sergeant Christopher Corvelli with the Lake County Sheriff's Department says the ammonia was pulled from containers that were being pulled by a tractor.
The trailers and the containers holding the chemical leaked, and this leak caused these plumes of toxic gas to be released into the air. So the information at this point is that it was not a crash, it was a leak from the containers.
Two people are dead after a tornado touched down just outside of Monroe, Louisiana. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Bulls on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
A man in Texas is the second to be executed for a horrendous hate crime. USA Radio Network's Wendy King gives us some details.
An avowed racist who orchestrated one of the most gruesome hate crimes in recent history was executed in Texas for the dragging death of James Byrd Jr., a black man. Byrd's sister, Clara Byrd Taylor, had this message.
We witnessed the peaceful and dignified execution of John King for the savage, brutal, and inhumane murder of James on June 7, 1998. Really a modern-day lynching.
James Byrd Jr. was chained to the back of a truck and dragged for nearly 3 miles outside Jasper, Texas.
A new poll.